Another year has passed and the wait is over. The fifth annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack is upon us. Grab the eggnog and settle in for 12 action-packed, holiday-filled hours.
It's the best day of the year. 12 packed hours with your host, so get yourself a chair. There are prizes every hour, with the grand prize at the end. Say hello to special guests, congrats to those that win. We want your horse stories, stories that are funny. Like the time my horse got out and brought back a pony. It's the HRN Radiothon. The time is finally here. Yeehaw, ride and have a happy horsey radiothon this year.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Hour 1, the Horses in the Morning Hour, the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack. With additional support provided by Horse Lovers, Omega Alpha Equine, Ride with GPS, and Total Saddle Fit. I am Glenda Geek, and with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida, for her 5th year, is host of the Driving Radio Show, Dr. Wendy Ying, and we are your MCs for the entire 12 hours. Here we go, Wendy. Merry Christmas.
Yay, Merry Christmas.
And Wendy, I'll be happy to note, is in the studio this year.
That's right. I'm not going to miss this party again.
She drove up from Sarasota and is here. It is so exciting to have you here in the studio. We've been having fun already this morning. We did a Facebook Live for the auditors.
Yeah. It was great.
And host for this hour, along with Wendy and I, is, of course, Jamie Jennings of Horses in the Morning. It's the Horses in the Morning Hour. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning. Hello, Radiothon Day. Woohoo! It's a happy one. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here for my fifth Radiothon. This crazy idea that you had 5 years ago that we all said, no, you can't do that. Well, look what you did.
I know. We're still here
just
5 years later.
Just to spite us.
And it's bigger than better than ever, guys, today. This is going to be unbelievable. We have so much going on today. I wanted to tell you that we have, for the first time, this we doubled last year. We have over $10,000 in prizes.
Woo-hoo!
Today. We're giving away 52 prizes. There's going to be 52 happy people today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing. 20 hosts. We have you, the callers. By the way, the phone lines are already jammed. with people calling in, and we're going to get to callers right away today. Jamie, we are allowing more time today for callers because we're only doing one guest per hour instead of two.
So, I think that's a lovely idea. We just get to talk to everybody. This is great. I'm so excited.
You can find everything that you need to know on the website at holidayradiothon.com, the schedule, the prizes, the guests, all of it's on there. How to listen. Obviously, you're listening now, so you figured that out. The theme for this year's Radiothon is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. So you're going to hear a lot of that today. Also, everyone who entered a voicemail, we have 120 minutes of voicemails we're going to play for you today, over 2 hours today of songs and poems and people's stories about their naughty horses. All of that is going to happen all day long. If you did do a voicemail, you can call in today and get an extra entry into the prize pool. So, and apparently everybody's doing that right now. Jennifer's going crazy answering the phones. The phone number is 435-272-1997. You can call anytime during the day. Even if you don't get on the air or don't want to be on the air, you can enter to win. And at the end of every hour, we'll be doing the prizes. The recorded version of today is posting all day long by Jemmy. I say hi, Jemmy. Merry Christmas. You can talk. Oh, she can scream over to the microphone.
Merry Christmas.
Jemmy's going to be posting those all day long on the Horses in the Morning feed, also on the Horse Radio Network website, and also on our Holiday Radiothon page. Right on the homepage, you'll see the players all day long. So if you missed an hour, it's easy to go back and hear it. But Jamie was in charge of today's hour, and what do we got going on?
Well, today we are going to talk to Charlie's Angel. Okay, yay. How about that? In the first hour, we are going to have two amazing women on a call together. An American actress, singer, and author best known for her role as Chris Monroe on the ABC television series Charlie's Angels. Her name is Cheryl Ladd. And her good friend, one of her best friends in the whole entire world, and somebody that I so look up to, she's a sculptor at Champion Horsewomen, and Monty Roberts' wife, Pat Roberts. She is so amazing. And the two of them are going to come on together because they're friends and it's fun to have them on and hear them kind of talk to each other. It's fun. We've also got a ton of terrific voicemails. We're giving away a bunch of prizes. Remember that for every prize we give to a human, yes, that human is happy, but there's probably at least four horses who will benefit from that, because it's like, if it's treats, you know, they're not going to give every horse in the barn a treat. So it's just going to work out good for everybody.
I thought she was first going to start by saying, one human is happy and the 1,000 are not.
No. I know that if I win something for a horse, every horse gets it.
That's true.
I just can't.
You have to share.
Well, Wendy,
you have to share.
Why don't you tell us what the prizes are this hour we're going to give away?
Oh, we have some great prizes. We have over $920 in prizes that we'll give away at the end of the hour by Omega Alpha Equine, Total Saddle Fit, Ride with GPS, and horselovers.com. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry, and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
Yeah, there's a lot of people pining after the saddle today.
I always do every year. I think, oh, why can't I win that?
We also have to give a very special thank you at the top of the hour, like we do every year, to the people that make this possible. And there's two companies that are title sponsors, Stateline Tack and horselovers.com. I just got a message from Amy at Stateline Tack, who said, we are so excited to be part of it this year, to be the title sponsor, and they're listening all day at the offices. And you're going to hear up from a bunch of Stateline Tack employees as the day goes on. So we're excited about them, too. So it's 435-272-1997. What do you say, Jamie? We go before we even hear about, you're going to be here for 2 hours. So why don't we go to some listeners and talk to them right away?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So Jamie, this is Sherry from Ontario.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hi, Jamie and Glenn. It's snowy here.
Yeah, you're in Canada, eh? It snows there all the time.
Hey.
Does it take a break in July?
Hey. So,
sorry, say that again. I missed that.
I said I just moved up from the States, so I'm a transplant to Canada. It's hot and humid in the summer.
Wow. So what is what's Christmas going to be like? Is this your first time for Christmas in Canada?
Second Christmas.
Wow. So they do celebrate it up there.
I don't know if it's silly. Yes, absolutely. And Black Friday, too, even though Thanksgiving's in October.
Oh, thank goodness. Got to have that. Yes. Well, thank you for calling. This is exciting. Do you ride? Do you have horses?
I do ride. I do endurance with a Kentucky mountain horse. So we ride a lot. We'll be out riding in the snow today.
Fantastic.
Well, then you must have a story of the naughtiest thing that Kentucky mountain horse ever did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the best horse in the world. He doesn't do naughty things.
Oh.
That sounds like a proper mother.
Yes, he just wants to please. He gets anxious, but he's wonderful.
Well, Sherry, yes. Merry Christmas.
I thought about that for a few minutes, but I'm, yeah.
And you don't have one.
No Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy your holiday, and enjoy Radiothon.
Okay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye now.
Thanks for kicking off the day of callers. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, we have Stephanie, who is calling in from I don't know where. So,
hi, Stephanie from I don't know where.
Hey, good morning. I'm from New York, and I'm so excited, and I'm delaying my shoveling right now because I'm also very snowy here.
Is this my Stephanie who helped me out in the thoroughbred makeover this year?
It is not.
No, but I actually have a thoroughbred makeover horse that I just got this year.
Did you really? Tell me about it. And what naughty things has it done?
The one I got this year, he hasn't done much naughty yet. He's still getting used to the whole his life being uprooted, and now he lives outside. but my other thoroughbred is amazing. He's very crooked, but I was told he'll never mount to anything. He'll never jump. I at one point thought he couldn't ride more than walk trot, and he did his first 100 pace this year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations!
I'm beyond excited for him and proud of him.
That's fantastic. Stick with him, man. You just don't give up and do as much as you can, and you can get it done. That's fantastic. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your horse, and go get that thoroughbred out of that snow. Come on, that's not fair.
Well, they live outside. They love it. They thrive, and they're wonderful boys. And they have one good solid shed to get into. The other shed just collapsed today.
Oh, well, that's not good.
How much snow did you have?
But the shed, to be fair, the shed that we built them is perfectly strong. So we're good.
Sounds good. Well, Stephanie, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas and have a wonderful day.
Merry
thanks
Christmas
for,
to you
for listening.
Absolutely. I'll be putting...
Oops, sorry about that. Okay, so Tina is next up, and she is from Tennessee, where we hope it's not quite as cold.
Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling and being a part of it. Do you have a naughty horse? So far, everybody thinks their horses are perfect.
Perfect. Nobody has any naughty horses.
No.
They're delusional.
I have a very naughty horse.
Oh, please tell. Make me feel better.
Okay. I called him Mackie. And because his registered name was Impressive Leo Mac. He was Impressive Leo and Boston Mac. And he was a barrel horse. Well, I was at a show. He's done two things at shows. It's really funny. But I was at a show one day, and I was riding by. My friend was eating a hamburger. And as I rode by, he grabbed that hamburger out of his hand and ate it.
Ew! No, and,
that's cute.
And a guy just looked at, he just took that and he said, "That horse just stole my hamburger," you know, and it was hilarious. And then I was at Martha Josie's barrel race reunion, and I had just finished making my run. And she, at her reunion, she always has an annual fish fry.
Oh, no.
Well, as soon as I come out, they had people sitting around eating their plates of fish and fries. Well, before I could even realize what happened, I was riding out, and down his mouth went into this woman's plate of fish and fries, and he come up with French fries hanging out of his mouth, fish, everything. Hey, that horse would eat anything you give him.
His name is Mikey.
But he doesn't like to steal other people's food out of their plate.
Okay, can I, aside from the obvious carnivorous ability of your horse, can we just talk about the fact that you're in Tennessee setting down at a fish fry at a barrel race? Oh my God, I love that. That makes me so happy.
That had every stereotype in one place right there.
A stereotype for a reason. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for calling in.
Tina.
Just put me in a good mood, Tina.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
Good
Merry
luck
Christmas.
On winning Bye. Prizes today. Keep listening.
Put a muzzle on that thing, too, by the way. Good Lord.
Feed it, apparently. Apparently McDonald's is a treat for that one.
Oh, not only a hamburger, but then fried fish.
A fried fish. That's funny.
That's a horse is a vegetarian.
Julianne is calling us. Another one from Tennessee.
Hey, Julie.
Hey there.
Oh my gosh. Please,
good morning, everyone.
Tell me a story about your horse that does not involve being a carnivore.
No, he's not a carnivore. He's a strict vegan. No, my horse is named Remington, and he is adorable and perfect, but he was on stall rest, poor thing. He had a suspensory thing that's been recurring, so we had to rest him in his stall, and we were getting him out and hand walking him every day, and so he was getting out and getting some good exercise, and we got to the point where he was able to be ridden. So he was on her. And then we were going to start him on some hill walking. So my daughter, who's 11, she's like, I can walk him. He's fine. I said, Sarah, he's really not been out. He's, you know, he seems fine, but he might be a little bit, you know, a little bit crazy. So we were walking him around in some fields that were bordering some woods, and there were some deer around, and he seemed super calm and just fine. We were walking back to the barn, and I was walking on the ground with my daughter, and he was going along. And I don't know what wild hair he got, you know, I don't know if it was he saw some deer or he just decided he was going to feel his oats. But boy, he took off, did some bucks. My daughter sat quite a few of them. But she gave her one that she just was down on the ground. And then instead of running toward the barn, like I thought he would, toward safety, he did a 180. My daughter's on the ground and I'm screaming after the horse. And my daughter is saying, Mom, I was like, no, I got to go get the horse. He did a 180, turn around toward the back field. Then he did a 90 degree and went through this teeny, teeny little fence in the tree line. And made a beeline through cantering like a crazy man through the woods at dusk over to the neighbor's property who they own the whole place. It's 200 acres. So I'm running through the woods looking for the horse.
Oh my God.
My daughter's laying on the ground and he was nowhere to be found. And then the owner of the property came by in his truck and gave us a ride all the way down to the road. He said, somebody just called me and said, there's a horse down on Paddle Creek Road, which was a ways away. On, you know, he had 200 acres of woods and pasture and everything. But no, he had to go straight down the driveway onto the road. So
of course they do.
Now, got him.
Now, looking back, obviously you got him. Everybody's fine because you wouldn't be telling me this story if it didn't have a happy ending. But looking back, did you see anything wrong with putting an 11-year-old on a horse that's been on stall rest in an open field next to a forest? Rethinking that?
Well, he had done it.
Okay, it's all right.
You know what? I was what caught my attention is the fact that she left the daughter lying there on the ground to go look for the horse. That's what caught my attention.
Well, the horse first, the baby, you'll be fine.
From the vet's perspective, I'm like, this is why we always tell you to wait another extra month for these tendon injuries. We know you guys are going to pull this kind of crap.
Julia, we have to go. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye. Go give your daughter a hug.
Yeah. All right, let's.
And as an 11-year-old, I was always like, "I got this.
Kids, fine."
All right, let's go. Let's hear from our title sponsor, and then Jamie's going to introduce our spectacular guest, who I had a poster of on my wall when I was a teenager.
Don't be creepy.
I did.
Hi, I'm Amy from Stateline Tack, and you are listening to the 5th annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The sneakiest thing my horse does is steal whatever is in your pockets that she can see. You have to be careful because she grabs and runs. We've had to look for car keys in 15 acres before. Merry Christmas from all of us at Stateline Tack.
Don't miss Stateline Tack's biggest holiday shopping event ever. Shop now for the lowest prices of the year on thousands of items, from apparel and blankets to saddles and tack and everything in between. With cold weather bearing down on us, we're fully stocked with thousands of blankets ready to ship. You can grab special hourly flash sale savings over 50%, fill up all the stockings in your house with great gifts, plus enter to win a Bates Victrix saddle valued at over $3,400. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for all of the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline Tack, we make riding affordable.
Okay, Jamie, who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to right now? Okay, time for our guest. It says here, I'm supposed to tell you about Zeus, so you're messing up the show notes here.
We had too many callers.
Fantastic. He needs no help. Go back and listen. So we are going to talk to Cheryl Ladd and Pat Roberts. Now, Pat Roberts, a sculptress, she's an artist, she's a world champion horse chick, you know, she's just amazing. And Cheryl, if you recall, She was a Charlie's Angels. So 83 movie credits. She got multiple songs and multiple albums. She played Chris Monroe on Charlie's Angels.
She was a hell of a musician. She had best-selling records in the day. I mean,
Oh, yeah. And she was hired for the second season to replace Farrah Fawcett. So I may have had
her poster on my wall, too.
Yeah, I know you did. Don't be creepy. So she's actually in a new movie, too, that's coming out next week called Grounded for Christmas. And we're going to talk to her about all of that. Let's take a listen. Well, you never know who you are going to find in Pat Roberts' kitchen. And one day, Pat invited me up for dinner. I have some friends over. And so I go up and I'm introduced to a bunch of really fun, engaging, kind of wine drinking, my type of people, women. And one of those women is on the line with us, along with Pat Roberts. And we'll welcome Cheryl Ladd, too.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you both so much for coming on. This is so fun to kind of get a little behind the scenes on what just, I got to ask first, how have you guys, let's start with Pat. How are you and Cheryl friends? Because from what I know, she doesn't show reining horses and roping horses and things like that. So how are y'all friends? How did you meet?
Well, we met when Cheryl and Brian, her husband, moved to the San Ynez Valley. And that was quite a few years ago. How many years?
1991.
1991. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Time has flown. But we were neighbors for a long time, and we enjoyed a lot of trips together. We had a fabulous trip one year to England. Lots of funny stories on that one. And then Cheryl and Brian moved to Burney, Texas a few years ago, and sad, but we get together very seldom now, but we're still buddies, great buddies.
We sure are.
And Cheryl, how is the connection? I mean, obviously living in the valley is magical itself, but do you have any connection to horses, or do you just think that Pat is as amazing as I think?
Well, first of all, Pat is an amazing human being. She's just a remarkable woman. And I just admired her instantly when I met her. And then I got the opportunity to go to the ranch and watch Monty do what he does and spent some time chatting with Pat. And then I got to see her incredible sculptures and art and all of those things. And she just, we just hit it off right away and ended up, I would say moving to Texas was the hardest thing was leaving so many wonderful friends, Pat being top of that list. That was hard. You know, when you have longstanding girlfriends, it's really hard to leave them, you know,
mm-hmm.
But we stay in contact, don't we, Pat? And Pat's come to Texas to see us and stay with us. So
yeah,
we're keeping it going.
They have a wonderful home there, and it's really comfortable and lots of family around. So I can understand why they live there now. But yes, we sure miss our dinners and get-togethers here in the valley.
And yes. And Pat and I would do movie night when our boys didn't want to go to the movies.
We did.
I feel like you might have not gotten Monty to too many movies. He seems like a homebody kind of guy.
No, he didn't accompany us very often, that's for sure. I think he's probably been to about two movies in the last 30 years, like that.
You know what, though? He sure can sit and talk to my dad about Gunsmoke. He's seen every one of those 400,000 times.
And he watches them over and over and over. In fact, I can even tell you now what's going to happen next because just being in the room when they're on, you know.
Now, speaking of movies, there is a new movie coming out, and I noticed that you've been doing some press for this, Cheryl, because of course, anytime any Charlie's Angels anything comes out, people are going to call you. Do you have any thoughts? Have you seen the movie that's coming out? Do you have any opinion on all of the people that have tried to follow up what you did those many years ago?
I haven't seen it. It's just out, actually. It just arrived here in Texas where I live. This last week it came out. And no, I haven't seen it yet. So I really can't have an opinion about something I haven't seen. But I think, you know, I think they keep trying. I think they you know, Charlie's Angels was such an iconic television show that I am not surprised that they are trying to revamp it now and then. I will say that I did the first one they did with Drew Barrymore. I found it adorable. I mean, they had a real nod to the old television show, and then they made it kind of fresh as well. I thought that was my favorite so far of the movies they've made. But I haven't, as I said, I haven't seen the new one yet. So,
well, you really worked. You worked with Drew in probably one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen, which was Poison Ivy. Oh my God, I'm still affected.
That was a creepy movie.
God.
Yeah, really creepy. Crazy woman I played.
Yeah, yeah. It was
dying
of
emphysema and smoking like a fiend. Quite the character.
Crazy.
You were, you know, you talk about being typecast. That was far away from Charlie's Angels. That was,
yes, sure was.
Yeah,
which is why I wanted to tackle it. It's always fun to do new characters, and I still love my craft. I work occasionally. I'm very picky about what I decide to do, which that's fine. I'm happy. I'm in a place that I can do that. But yeah, I have a new movie that's out December 8th on Lifetime. Called Grounded for Christmas, and it'll be it's such an adorable movie, really fun movie. Worked with some great young actors, our leading lady Juliana Gill, I don't know if you know her, and Corey Sevier, handsome young man. They're the two leads in the movie. I play the mom, and she's kind of a very, once again, kind of an interesting mom.
Oh my gosh. You've played a lot of interesting mothers. The Katherine Heigl movie comes to mind, and I feel like I need to talk to your daughter and make sure she's okay.
Yeah, like, I couldn't wait to play that character because she's a very, very complicated human being. And you know, I always say when people look at it, how could you play such a dark, dark woman and how awful she was to her daughter. I said, well, because in my mind, I was warm and fuzzy compared to my character's mother.
Right. Oh, well, yeah.
that kind of parenting gets passed down, generally speaking, from generation to generation.
You're like, you get done off the set and you go home and you're like, by the way, I am the best mom ever. And you better know it.
Oh, well, I actually did have the best mom ever, actually. I had an incredible, fun, wonderful, charming, loving, funny, adorable mother.
Well, I want to ask then, let's go back there. What were the holidays like for you? You grew up in a very cold place of South Dakota. So what were the holidays like for you guys when you were growing up?
Well, it was always, as a child, Christmas is always the most exciting thing. You know, having wishes. We didn't have a lot of money, but we each got to have like one specific gift that was on our Christmas list that inevitably they found for us. I remember a Holly Hobby baking oven or something. I remember that I just had to have it. And then I got it and I was like, eh. I don't know why I wanted this so much.
I'm not going to cook.
and I don't cook. And I still don't cook.
Are you sure you're not a horse girl?
You know, I did do a lot of riding. I mean, not anything like what Pat does, but I did do a lot of riding up in the Rocky Mountains. We had a friend that had a ranch up there, and we'd take our kids up there and ride horses in all through the Rocky Mountains and camp out and had that wonderful, you know, Western life. And it was just a great, great time, family time, really getting our kids out of LA and, you know, getting real with it.
Right. I don't think there's many that ride like Pat rides, but interesting to ask, what is Christmas like? What was Christmas like for you and maybe Monty when you guys were first married and growing up, raising your kids, raising Debbie? What was it like for you?
Well, the first few years, it was rather frantic going back and forth between one family and the other, trying to make sure that everybody's happy. But eventually, it came to be that Christmas revolved around our home, and the grandparents would come and visit us. And Christmas has always been the most important day of the year as far as I'm concerned, as far as family and just the joy of living and giving and So, and my kids were that way too. They anticipated Christmas more so than any other holiday of the year. It's just a warm time. It's I can think of a big tree with lots of lights, fireplace going, turkey cooking in the oven, and just family get together.
Do you? Do you little wine? You gotta add that in.
Gotta have a little wine.
Now, do you ride or do any art, or do you just completely take the day off on Christmas Day?
I take the day off. That's good. One of the few days that I do take off for sure. Well, I'm so busy cooking because I do cook the big turkey dinner twice a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the family gets together. Our oldest daughter, Debbie, and her boys that are now married and with the daughter-in-laws all come here, and Tom, her husband. And we all gather together, and it's a great, just a wonderful, warm time of year.
I assume you are the one in charge of decorating and not Monty.
Definitely. I can't recall Monty ever putting one ornament on a tree.
Really?
That's just not his thing. Nope.
And I remember many a beautiful Christmas tree in your house, my dear.
Oh, yes. We have had some spectacular ones. Well, we have this high ceiling, so, you know, the sky's the limit. So I always went for big trees.
Cheryl, now, the fact that you and I aren't going to cook a turkey is the same. Are you a Christmas decorator like Pat is, or do you just kind of let somebody else do that?
No, I do all the decorating of the house.
Yeah.
I love it. My husband pitches in if I need, he's tall, so occasionally I need a little assistance, and I'm not very tall. And we do, he is actually a sensational cook. He does all the cooking in the house. I am the chef's assistant, and I do all the cleanup. So we have our little slots that work for us, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful chef. So,
and that's no exaggeration. I have had the most absolutely spectacular meals when Cheryl and Brian lived here in the Valley. He is really exceptional. He could run a 5-star restaurant very well.
Yeah, he's just such a talent, isn't he?
He is, and he comes up with these different things. I mean, things that I would never ever think about putting together, but that the flavors, and he's awesome. That's all.
Y'all are making me hungry.
He is. Sorry. And, you know, he loves doing it. He really loves doing it. It's just something that relaxes him, something he just enjoys so much. But he's a very creative person. You know, he wrote music and songs and produced films. And for him, that it isn't a work thing. He enjoys cooking. So
it's a labor of love. That's what it is.
Whereas I would rather, which I had done, sung the national anthem in a stadium with, you know, 80,000 people in there. I'd rather do that than try to cook dinner for 6 people.
Can you imagine?
No.
I cannot imagine that.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, you guys have both had such amazing careers and amazing lives. And is there anything that you can think of, Cheryl or Pat, that really stands out as something you still really want to do? A one thing on your bucket list that you just are really driven to do?
Ooh, I pass this to you, Cheryl.
Wow.
I know. That's
wow.
That's...
Well, I do know I want to go back to Scotland again. My husband is Scottish, and we used to go like every, you know, 2 or 3 years we go to Scotland, and he had family there. But we haven't been for quite a while now. And I think on my bucket list, next trip, next just getaway and drive all through Scotland. And I just absolutely love Scotland.
Cheryl, my wife and I were just there for the Royal Tattoo. We went to Edinburgh and we got to see the tattoo for the first time, and it was the most magical thing we've ever done.
Isn't it just magical there? It's like you're stepping into a book about Scotland, because everything is so authentic and the people are so warm and fun and full of joy and I don't know. They're very special, and it's a very special place.
Yeah, we loved it too. And we said we want to do the same thing you talked about, just rent the car and go through the countryside. We spent a lot of the time in Edinburgh most of the week because festival was going on. And it was just a lot of fun, but packed with people. And then we got out in the countryside just one day, and we said, oh, that's what we got to do the next time.
Yes, we would get a. We'd go to Edinburgh, of course, for a little while, and then just drive all over. We went all the way up to Ullapool and the coast and the islands, and you know, we've done it all, and we can't wait to do it again.
All right, Pat, you're not off the hook.
Oh dear, I was hoping you'd forget me.
Well, let's see. What would I on my bucket list? My bucket list would maybe to do another run to Reno next year with my horse. I had a great run this year. I won my one class and I was second in this other class by 1 point. Well, I'd like to go back next year and win both of them. So that's my bucket list.
There you go, girl. I know we talked about it because you and I both came away from the win by half a point. Stupid half point.
Half a point.
Well, it has just been an absolute pleasure to talk to both of you and have you both on and share a little bit of what your holidays are like and hear a little bit about what's happening. So again, thank you guys very much. I hope it wasn't too painful.
Oh, it was great. No. And Pat, it was so nice to hear your voice, and I'll call you in a day or two. And,
thank you.
Just want to wish everybody a very merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. And I hope everyone will watch your new movie. I'm looking forward to it.
Wait, it's called Grounded for Christmas. And I've got to mention that I was reading a little bit of the blurb, and it says it's about two pilots that got stuck in Cleveland.
Yeah,
because of weather, right? So
that's right.
My husband is an airline pilot, and I'm going to tell him he can't go to Cleveland.
Well, you'll get a kick out of the movie, I think.
Perfect. I can't wait to see it.
Well, they were delightful. Pat is so endearing, Jamie. She's endearing.
They both were wonderful. That was so much fun to do. Spoiler, we did that about a week ago, and I've been looking forward so much to hearing it. And I know Pat's listening right now. So, hi.
And, hi, Pat. Hi, yes. Cheryl.
I can't wait to see Grounded for Christmas. It's a movie where two airline pilots get stuck in Cleveland, and I believe there's like a romance involved. And yeah, that's when I was like,
that's your biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
Totally. Airline pilot husband, you are not going to Cleveland over Christmas.
We have a ton
especially
of callers.
Especially not with a co-pilot that looks like Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a ton of callers waiting. We're not going to be able to get to you all before we have to do the voicemails, but we're going to try and get one or two of you in. And obviously, if you want to hang up or listen on the call, you'll hear the show and call back later to try and get in. That's fine, too. Of course, if you called, you've been entered into the prize pool again. So we appreciate that. You're allowed to call once today to enter the prize pool, but you can call more than once if you want to chat with us and didn't get in. So Celeste is up next.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, friend.
Hi, Celeste from Virginia.
Yes, happy holidays. What trouble has your horse gotten you into?
Oh, my gosh. There are way too many stories to even begin to share, honestly. And you'll probably hear a voicemail of one of my very naughty horses later. But the most regular issue that my horses cause is that both of my current thoroughbreds love getting in the water tub. So they have this big, huge, you know, old school ceramic tub that they drink out of because it's the only thing I can keep clean and they can't break because both of them at all of 1,200 pounds love to get all the way into it if they can.
Uh-oh.
So on a regular basis, I come, I come outside and at least one, if not both of them, have both front feet in the entire water trough just standing there.
They're like, we just want to take a bath,
usually,
Mama.
They do. They're just little water ponies. I don't know what is up with it. But, I mean, I've tried everything. I have to pull the tub so far under the fence that they can only get their heads in. And I thought, my God, I can't pull it any further. They won't be able to drink. But no, somehow even that, I thought, there's no way. There's no way they can get their feet in here. With their chest will be against the fence.
All right, problem solving for you. You just need to move somewhere with a pond. They'll be happy.
Exactly. You know, well, if somebody would buy my farm, I would happily buy the next room with a pond for them.
Fantastic.
And it's for sale at realtor.com. Just look.
Yeah. Look for the pictures of the horses in the water trough.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, yes. I can absolutely send you those. I have videos. I have pictures. It's the whole thing.
Celeste, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Celeste.
Hope you have
Merry
Christmas. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Happy holidays, you guys.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to have to go now to our voicemails, and we have so many good ones this year. And Jamie, I know sometimes you tune out during the voicemails. You do not want to tune out because you are involved.
Tune out.
Or some of your horses are sometimes involved in these voicemails. I'm just saying. If you're listening all day and don't hear your voicemail, we had 210 this year, so we can't get them all in. What we're going to do is we're taking the excess voicemails, and we're all putting them in a special episode that's going to come out on Christmas Day. So you will hear yours. You were entered for the prizes, even if you don't hear your voicemail.
Can I just say real quick, yes, just because you're saying that one of my horses in particular will probably be mentioned. Just so you guys know, there is a hashtag called hashtag damn it Zeus. And pretty much anytime your horse does something wrong, it's Zeus's fault. Zeus has done everything to be a hashtag. I mean, like,
everything.
Dude has pinned himself in between a fence and a building and got himself at 6 inches and got himself stuck, you know, and like fire department had to be called, kind of thing. So the horse escapes everything, can get out of anything, can open every lock, has opened an actual combination lock. I do not know how that is possible, but it happened. So just to keep that in mind, as you guys hear all of it, is Zeus the Mustang, and he is a nightmare.
And
but
we
I love
have
him.
Sent him off now to Caltech for testing. He's probably a gifted student.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He goes to school with Lucas.
Here we go.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, I'm Meg from horselovers.com, and the funniest, sneakiest thing my horse has ever done was when she decided to come to a roaring halt right in front of a jump and do a somersault with me right on the back of her. Happy holidays from all of us at horselovers.com.
Away in Ocala, Windy and Glen are set. 12 hours of radiothon, the best one yet. Coach Jen and Jemmy are ready as well. Can they control the chaos? Only time will tell. The auditors are stirring podcast players on to hear really great stories or maybe their song, hoping a host will draw all their name from a sack so they can win a prize from horselovers.com or State Line Tack. Oh, hear me, fellow auditors, keep your hands away from that saddle from WinTech. That one's headed my way. Okay, really, my saddle doesn't fit my new horse, so you got to help me out there, Glenn. So many other prizes you all can win, it's true. But if you didn't get an entry in, you better call today, or you'll be blue. Listen up, Bow Horse World, from near and from far. At the barn, or working, or even in your car. HRN is what you need all year long. Even though Radiothon has some very questionable songs. Happy holidays and happy horsing, everyone.
Hello, HRN staff and listeners. My name is Melissa Jenks from Montgomery, Alabama, and I'd like to share with you the funniest thing my pony ever did. When my son's mini named Happy was pastured with my two geldings, my geldings always were busy grooming each other, but she never got in on the action until one day I look out my window facing the pasture to see little Happy standing on her back feet, tippy-toed, with her tiny front feet on my gelding's shoulder, grooming away as far as she could reach the bottom of his shoulder as he was grooming my other gelding. Every time he took a step, she would sidestep on her hind feet and kept right on continuing grooming with the boys. It was so cute and funny to watch this tiny little mini grooming a 15-hand horse standing on her back legs.
Oh,
love the show, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the barn not a creature was stirring, well, except Zeus. The buckets were hung by the stall doors with care in hopes that Mama Jennings soon would be there. When all through the barn there arose such a clatter. Damn it, Zeus, I give up. Merry Christmas.
This is Sarah Tyson. I'm from Clear Lake, Minnesota, and I wrote a poem about my dog. This is a story of my fiendish dog, Daisy, whose efforts at goodness are really quite lazy. She commandeered a raid upon the bathroom garbage, leaving a trail of tissue-filled carnage. Feeling full, she felt it was time to go potty, and sat at the door, not at all feeling naughty. Once out, she embarked on a long, slow venture to unload her booty and pillage treasure. Then up the sidewalk she came in a waddle of shame. One look and we knew there was something askew.
Oh, no.
Catch her, Mom said, before through the house she should tread. We held her up to check her behind, and to our dismay, what did we find? A Q-tip protruding and below to and fro, swung from a hair, a lassoed piece of poo. Cringing with a shout, I got the emerging swab out. Feeling unfettered, Daisy was fine, but we cannot blot that pendulum from mind. She should have learned from mistakes of the past, but Daisy still enjoys her visits to the trash.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the barn not a creature was stirring, well, except Zeus. The buckets were hung by the stall doors with care, in hopes that Mama Jennings soon would be there. When all through the barn there arose such a clatter, damn it, Zeus, I give up. Merry Christmas.
My name's Amy Ayuto from Cottrell, Michigan. The sneakiest thing my horse does, my 24-year-old quarter horse convinces the draft horse to break fence board so he can eat between the fence. Everyone have a great Christmas holiday. Thank you.
Hi, this is legacy listener Rhonda Crabtree. Rhonda. Merry Christmas to all the hosts and all my friends in the auditor room. My funny story is about when my horse Obi was slightly lame and I was soaking his foot. Halfway through soaking it, he took that foot out of the tub and put his other foot into the tub. I thought, maybe he's right. So I left him like that, and sure enough, when the farrier checked him out the next day, my horse was right. The foot he had chosen to soak had an abscess. Merry Christmas, and thanks to all the sponsors and hosts for bringing us Radiothon.
Hi, everyone. I was driving through Oklahoma the other day, and I ran into Jamie. I said, Jamie, are you going to be in your new home for the holidays? Jamie sighed. She said, my husband better get it ready, or it'll be Chad's nuts roasting on an open fire. Happy holidays.
Hey, what? HR and listeners, it's Gemma. Every year, Arik and I wish everyone happy holidays and happy horsey days. But this year, it's just me. For those of us with empty stalls, dog or cat beds, cages, tanks, or coops, this time of year can be especially difficult as we more deeply feel our companion's absence. Please take time to mourn, but most importantly, take time to remember those moments of joy, for they would not want us to be sad. Instead, they would want us to have happy holidays and happy horsey days.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. It's getting dark at 5, which makes me wanna cry, 'cause every shadow leads to spooky rides. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Horses in every stall. But the prettiest sight to see is a tack room that is clean with new Windex saddles and all. A pair of bay thoroughbreds with white blazes on their heads is something that I wouldn't mind. Some chestnut mares that trot and walk with ears pricked up is fine. And my husband may find that his credit card declined. Whoops. Sorry, honey. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We survived no stirrups November. But the best part of the whole thing are 12 hours of podcasting. Thanks to Horse Radio Network.
Happy holidays from Joy from Retired Racehorse Radio. From my horses to yours.
Dude, I love Joy songs.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com. Every day from mid-November through New Year's Day, HorseLovers.com will be adding a new amazing deal of the day. You should definitely sign up for their email list so you're the first to know about these incredible daily deals. Or visit the website at HorseLovers.com/HRN. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at Horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at Horselovers.com. Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Gordon Chang from Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals. On behalf of Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals, the staff, and myself, I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a Happy Holiday Season to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network.
Well, those voicemails were terrific. Some fun ones there, huh, Jamie? They were good.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so talented.
All right. We're going to get a listener. Jara Brown is on with us. She's going to help us pick winners. Jara, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Glenn and Jamie and Wendy and Jemmy and Jen.
Jara,
just wanted to call.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to say, we're running short on time. What I want you to do is help us pick winners for prizes this hour. Will you do that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Wendy, what is our first prize we're giving away?
All right. Our first prize this hour is the Total Saddle Fit Stability Stirrup Leather. It's valued at $139.
Oh,
I know. These are great. This is the stirrup leather of choice for many of the hosts on the HRN, including Jamie and Jen from Horses in the Morning and Reese and Philip of the Dressage Radio Show. The wide body design brings incredible stability to a rider's leg and makes a smoother transition on the flap, which makes it feel like no leather's under the leg. They're guaranteed to improve your ride, or Total Saddle Fit will pay shipping both ways. Visit TotalSaddleFit.com to get your pair now.
Oh my gosh. So basically it makes Reese and Philip ride prettier and it makes me not fall off. So take your pick.
I'm getting some of these. I love these.
All right. Jara, you're going to pick a number between 1 and, oh my goodness, 1 and 233.
199.
Will you pick yourself? That has happened once, I think, in 5 years.
No.
Yes, it did. Richard Alvey is winning the stirrup for leathers. Congratulations, Richard. So good job.
Oh, I love Richard. Yes. I love Richard. That's great. I'm so glad he won it.
Isn't so Richard
listen,
the one that rides a radiance?
I don't want to keep you long, but I want to let you know, Jamie, that I am going to Flag Is Up Farms at the end of January to do the Certified Horsemanship Equine Facility Manager Certification.
Yay,
and
that's fantastic.
Congratulations. Yay.
I am so excited, and I just want to let you guys know that you have given me so much inspiration and confidence over the last 5 years that I've been listening to you, and I just love you guys, and happy holidays.
Aw, love you too. Happy holidays.
All right, thanks,
Jara.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great radiothon.
Okay, now, from a 10-year sponsor of ours, Omega Alpha is giving away a digestive health gift basket with a bonus gallon of Healthy Horse valued at $650.
Dang.
This massive prize includes 1 gallon of Healthy Horse, 12 doses of Gastra FX Ultra paste, and 1 Regener EQ. We talk about our experiences with many of these products on Horses in the Morning. They're all natural, competition safe, and made with the highest standards of quality. Visit OmegaAlpha.com to see all the products they have to offer for you and your horse.
Okay, Jamie, pick a number between 1 and 233.
My favorite number is the number 9.
9. Okay, I was at 233. So, scroll
down.
Scroll. All right, Andrea McCullough, congratulations.
Whoop, whoop. Oh my gosh, Regenerate
is the
best.
That's a lot, $650
worth. I know. That is insane. That is so much awesome product from Omega Alpha. So you guys know I love their stuff. So congratulations. You're welcome.
All right, Wendy, we got more.
Okay, we do. We have a one-year premium subscription to Ride with GPS, an $80 value. Ride with GPS offers the world's best route planning software and mobile app, trusted by horse and bike riders around the world. This premium subscription will allow you to unlock advanced route planning tools, offline maps, turn-by-turn voice navigation, live logging, and more. This prize is for a one-year premium subscription to the website and mobile app. Ride with GPS. Is your riding partner taking the wrong turn too often? Give them the gift.
Yes, me.
Damn it, Zeus. Give them the gift of offline voice navigation with Ride with GPS. Visit ridewithgps.com for more information. Get inspired, not lost.
And I use this one.
I need that in my daily life.
Yeah.
I know. Me too.
I use this when I ride my bike, and I use it every time I go out. This is the best one I've tried. I've tried a bunch of them. Karen from the Endurance Show, this is all she uses when she does her 100-mile rides. So it's really good. All right, Jamie, between 1 and 233.
Okay, let's go 99.
Okay, 99 is Jill Eckes. Yay!
All right.
Yes.
Man, we got some winners in
good
the first
job.
Hour.
Jill awesome. Wins every
All right,
year.
We have to rush through the next couple
okay.
here.
Okay, and finally, we have a $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com. Every day from mid-November through New Year's, Horse Lovers will be adding a new amazing deal of the day. Customers should sign up from their email list so they can be the first to know about deals, or visit these pages every day to see the amazing specials. Visit horselovers.com. And horselovers.com is offering special holiday discount with a purchase. With purchase just for HRN listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at Horse Lovers. Simply enter code HRN in the coupon box at checkout.
By the way, we're going to give you a lot of coupon codes for a lot of companies today. They're all HRN. So if you think there might be a coupon, just put HRN in the coupon code. We made them all use the same one. All right, Jamie.
Okay, let's go with number 147.
Number 147 is Linda Kropp.
Linda!
Yay, Linda.
Good job, Linda.
Good job.
And go right now because it's Cyber Monday and there's 25% off everything.
Is it really? You were there already.
It's free, Glenn.
All right, that was $50 for Horse Lovers to Linda Kropp. Congratulations, everybody. Remember that the prizes at the end of the day, the grand prizes and the 8 o'clock party hour with Leslie Wiley Bateman is going to be a $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry and your choice of any Wintec saddle. North America's favorite synthetic saddle brand, Wintec Saddles, have been combining world-leading innovations and high-tech materials in lightweight, weatherproof, and easy-care saddles since 1986. Hell, it's the only thing we use here at the farm. whether simply enjoying your time together or schooling for competition, there's a model in the range for you. Visit wintechsaddles.us for more information on the range and to locate your nearest retailer. And Jemmy, our producer, who is not a horse person, has sat in a Wintec saddle and ridden a horse, so she can vouch for him. Jamie is back the next hour. You're here again, and we have a very special guest coming up next hour, right?
Yes, we do. We are going to talk to Carson Kressley. You'll see him on horse racing coverage, but you know him from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That show just like revolutionized television. So I love it. We were going to talk to him next hour, so stick around.
All right, that's good. We're going to be coming into the next hour shortly. We have a lot of callers on the line. The phone number, again, is the same as it's always been. It is, and I'm looking for it right now. Got the wrong place.
Oh my, are you looking for the phone number?
435-272-1997. And Jennifer has calls packed up. Though those that are waiting to talk to us, we will have time after we get the next hour started to get you in. So hang on, and here we go into hour two already.